Hi everyone, we just wanted to remind you that this is a student-run and operated podcast. The opinions expressed are our own and not the views of the Dwight Englewood School. Hope you enjoy the episode.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Bulldogs Podcast. Your hosts this week are Sam Gilman and Charlize Harrison. As many of you know, last week there was an election to determine the leaders of student government next year. Today we are joined by the president. Welcome, Catalina, and congratulations on your victory. Can you start by introducing yourself and talking a little about your platform, you know, what you stand for and represent?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I'd like to thank you for inviting me to this podcast. This is an amazing opportunity, and I'm so glad that Dwight has this year. So I'll start by introducing myself. My name is Catalina Mahe. I am an 11th grader here at Dwight. As I said in my speech, I came in 9th grade. And some of my main topics for this year are firstly, transparency, because I'm working on the informant, communication, and school spirit, because I really want to boost school spirit after the pandemic when we've been stuck at home. And, you know, there hasn't really been that much opportunity like to connect with friends and teachers. So I think next year needs to kind of overcompensate for that. And that's going to be basically my main goal. And also putting student government on social media so that events are more publicized and that so you know what's coming, because I know it's really hard to find out like exactly what student government is doing. And I want that to be really, really clear so that students are aware of exactly what's going on within student government. And they don't have to wonder like, what do the students do every meeting? Like, do they even do anything? Do they work for stuff? Like, I want everybody to know that we work every week to make your high school experience better. And that's honestly my main goal, to make student government as transparent as possible.
That's really good. So to begin our question, my first question is for you, our first question for you is, what do you plan to do as your first act as president?
Oh, that's a good question. So throughout all of this year, Chloe Jacobson and I, and Chloe Jacobson is a student in 9th grade, have been working on updating the informant, because last year, that was the first year when the website was first made, and it was very not clear. I was just figuring out how to work the platform, so it wasn't good. So this year we've been working on updating it and making it better and including more features that it has. So in the next coming week or two, we are actually going to release the informant and all of the new features that it has with the contact form so you can contact representatives. So before the end of the school year, you're going to have the informant to refer to all of your student government needs. So that's going to be my first act as president, and it'll be before the next school year.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really good. Our next question is, like, you know, for any other people wanting to get involved in student government, what advice do you have for like future representatives and leaders?
Yeah, so the first thing I would say is run for student government, even if you don't think you'll get it, because when I was in 9th grade, I ran for student government and I came in 9th grade. So it was my first year. And I lost my first year. So I was like, oh, I'm never going to get into student government. You know, I'm never going to be able to do the things that I want to do. But I ran the year after that, and I got in the year after that. So even if you don't try, even if it doesn't happen your first time, I recommend to keep doing it, because student government is such a great opportunity for you to improve the school in the way that you want to improve it, and like make the changes that you want to see and connect with people you would never have connected before within your grade. So the advice I would give is, like, if you want to see something in Dwight Englewood change, first of all, run for student government yourself, because you never know what could happen. Like, you could get it and you can make change yourself. And in case you don't get it, always go to your representatives, because representatives are always open to hearing any ideas you may have, and we'll bring them to your representatives will bring them to the dean, and we'll try to make them a reality. So that's the advice that I have. Always go to your representatives, because you never know if your ideals will actually become action, but you'll never know that unless you actually voice your ideas and somebody can turn them into something real.
That's amazing. Okay. Finally, what other ideas do you have to leave a lasting mark on the school even after you graduate?
That's a good question. One of the things that I mentioned in my speech was to make 2021 to 2022 be remembered as the year of Dwight's wildest events, which is kind of a very daunting thing. But my goal is to have as many events as possible. And that sort of sets a standard for school events in the future. So for example, last year, before COVID hit and everything like that, we had one school dance, which was the fire and ice dance. And that was a huge success. That completely changed the way that Dwight has school dances. And unfortunately, we couldn't continue that this year. But I want next year to have more than one school dance. And I want it to be as amazing as last year's. with food, with music, with events, and with more than half the school coming to a school dance, which is a great achievement. And so I want there to be, you know, dances that are going to be memorable and that will set a standard for other events in the future, so that every year after this year will be filled with fun school spirit events, and you'll never feel like the school doesn't have enough events for you to relax and chill with your friends in the middle of the school day. So I just want to have more of them. And yeah, I want them to be very exciting.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, congrats on your victory. Listeners, thanks for tuning in as always, and feel free to reach out for any questions or ideas. Email us at bulldogpodcast@d-e.org. Hope to see you on the next episode, and have a great week.